What's up, guys? It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, and you are tuning into the Dame Truth. What's good, guys? It's been a minute. I think last week I did a podcast, and it hasn't been a minute, but you know, for me, it feels like it's been a minute. Because when I started out podcasting, I was doing like rolling out podcasts like hotcakes. Seriously, I was doing like 4 or 5 podcasts a week, and now that I'm just kind of all over the place, I feel like I'm neglecting my people. So yeah, it hasn't really been that long, but it feels like it's been a long time since we last spoke and chatted and had a dang truth conversation. So anyway, guys, first things first. Before we dig into the show, first thing first, Anchor, I need you to get your shit all the way together, because as soon as I started getting used to, you know, editing my shit and laying out my shit and getting it prepared so that you guys can have a halfway decent, you know, sounding podcast to listen to, then Anchor wants to change all kinds of shit up and make icons different. And I literally had to sign into my account. I never have to sign on to my account. I normally just hit my app and go at it. But Anchor, not digging. You know, sometimes when things ain't broke, you really shouldn't try to fix it. You should leave shit the way it is. Add some things, but don't change the whole format. I got up on my app and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is crazy. So anyway, it's probably going to take me a little bit longer to edit now, since I have to learn the whole system all over again. Anchor, I hope you're listening to me, because, you know, I am one of your prime people on your app. And I'm not really happy with it. I'm just not. So anyway, guys, speaking of podcasting and last week, oh Lord. First of all, it never fails. If you put something out there and it goes left, that's when everybody tunes in. I literally had to take down my last podcast because, oh Lord, okay, I do my podcast really late at night. This is the only time that I really get like peace and quiet. The house is really quiet. Where I am is really quiet. And I can write and I can dole out things and dole out thoughts just really easily, you know? So I do things late at night. Sometimes I might have a cocktail or two, because I tell you guys, get a cocktail or two while you listen to my podcast. Because this is a podcast for adults. And so normally I have my vodka with my juice of choice and I go at it. And so last week I did a podcast, and I think that you guys kind of interpreted it wrong. Yeah, like all the way wrong. The interpretation was kind of off. So let me just start off by saying that I have a best friend. And no, I'm not crushing on my best friend, and no, I'm not trying to make a relationship with my best friend, because I already have that. Like, we have a really, really dope relationship. But I think that what you guys, and this is how people, because we live in a really over-romanticized world and over-sexualized world, everybody thinks that I was talking about my best friend and I being in a relationship, whereas, honestly, I'm looking for someone who can be in a relationship with me and be my best friend. Two totally different things. My best friend has a relationship with someone that I think he's happy. I think they're pretty happy and in love with one another. So it's no need to think like that. My whole thing is that I want to be in a relationship with my best friend. So you might, the way that I'm wording it, is making it sound like I want to be involved with my best friend, but that's not it. I just want to have a relationship, and I want it to be with a person that I can consider to be my best friend. Someone who I can actually share my innermost secrets, thoughts, you know, fears, conquests with. And I have all of that in a best friend. Like, my best friend, I believe, is my therapist. And that's one of the reasons why I'm like, me and my best friend would never, ever be in a relationship, I don't think, because he's like a therapist to me, you know? I wouldn't want to ruin what we have. Our relationship is so dope being best friends. But, like I said before, I do look for friendship and companionship in my partner. Like, I never really want to have a boyfriend that feels the need to always go out with his homeboys and never spend time with his woman. Like, I want to be able to have my man come over and his homeboys come over, and I cook for them, and they eat and they drink beer, and we watch a football game, or, you know, like things like that. Like, I don't want it to be, you know, a situation where he has his friends and I have my friends, and our friends don't get along, and like, that's just drama filled. I want to be his best friend. And so I literally had to take down my last podcast because my mom even said that. My mom was like, "So are you trying to say that you and best friend are trying to be in a relationship?" And I was like, "No. Why would you even think that?" Well, that's what it sounds like. Everything that you're describing about, you know, what you want, this sounds like best friend. And I'm like, "Mom." So I just took it all down. And then I got another, like, text. I got a DM. This is so funny. I got a DM from someone that was like, "And by the way, you and the best friend are going to hook up." And I was like, "What are you talking?" Like, I was getting so frustrated and so, like, so nervous, because I was like, "Oh, Lord God, like, what if my best friend hears this and he thinks that?" Like, I just took it down. I literally took it. I took down the whole damn podcast. Like, I was just like, I ain't even trying to splice it, trim it, alter it. I'm just taking this shit down. So if you're looking for last week's podcast, it's been control alt deleted. Yeah, so anyway, I just really wanted to clarify some things, because I was looking and said, "Lord, why?" Normally when I do podcasts, I ain't gonna even lie, I get happy when I have like 26 to 30 listeners, because I'm like, you know, somebody's out there listening. This podcast had like 46 listeners, and I was like, I lightweight didn't want to take it down, because I was like, man, this might be something that, you know, is dope that everybody is like sharing it and listening to it. But I didn't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. I didn't want anybody to get any wrong ideas. So I just took it down. So I'm hoping that this podcast is a little bit more juicier and a little bit more tantalizing, because we're going to talk about sex tonight. Yes, I said sex. We're going to talk about it because I feel like everybody needs it. Everybody does it. Everybody should enjoy it. And the only thing that I really, really, really wish I had was a sex educator. And I have a story time for you guys tonight as well. So stay tuned, because this is going to be really juicy. But we are talking about sex. We're talking about the misconcepts of sex, like everything that has to deal with healthy great loving sex. We're going to talk about it tonight. And we're going to dive into things like watching porn. We're going to talk about, the do's and don'ts of being with your partner. And like I said, we have story time tonight because I have a really, really good story. It has a lot to deal with sex and something that happened to me. You know what? No. I'm not going to get... You know what? We're just going to have one good story time. I'm not going to dive into too many stories. But this is when I wish I had best friend. Like, I need my best friend right now because this would be a great topic. Great topic. Because, we were talking recently about him going to a sex store with his significant other, his girlfriend. And I wish best friend was here, but we're gonna keep it sweet and simple, and then maybe we will revisit it and this topic again. I hope we can, because sex is so big right now. We can't just talk about it in one night. So I'm going to ask best friend when it's the next day he's available, and we'll have a great little time talking about sex. But for now, you have me, and I think I'm a pretty sexual person. I think so. So we're going to have a nice little conversation. Get your cocktail, get your vodka, get your cognac, get your wine. Get your little spritzers. Get whatever you need to get, girl. Because I said girl, but girls and guys. Because I have male listeners too. And I know that you're out there. It would be good if you drop me a little ding, a little note, a little something telling me that you're listening, you're digging what I'm saying. But anyway, guys, get your drinks and we'll be back right after this break. Let's go. Hey guys, so you're tuning in with the dame herself, Edith Yolanda, and our topic for tonight is a little salacious. It's a little interesting, a little juicy, a little warm, like Cardi B just said. If you're not following me on Instagram, I advise you to, because on Instagram you get to see a little bit more of my personality and who I am. I have pictures of me, my family. It's like a personal page, but whatever. My podcast is kind of personal. So anyway, follow me on Instagram at Hermosa, Hermosa Cosmetics. And I think I'm going to change my Instagram handle name because I'm really not doing makeup anymore, but that's my baby, and I've had that handle for so long. I don't want anybody to take it. And I am Hermosa Cosmetics, but whatever. I'm thinking about changing it. But until then, follow me on freaking Instagram because you get to really get to know who I am through social media. So, the reason why I wanted to talk about sex tonight is because I think sex is still kind of taboo, especially in the Black community. I do know why, but I don't know why, but I do know why so many people kind of like cringe when it comes to sex and talking about sex and being open about sex, especially with our children. And I think it has a lot to do with religion. A lot of people kind of stray away from the sex talk, and it's kind of uncomfortable to really dive into, especially with your children, because it's such an intimate type of thing. But I'm the complete opposite. I'm raising my sister's two children. They're teenagers now, and we definitely talk about sex. We definitely talk about, how it feels, and what can happen if you have sex and what can occur and all of these things when you have healthy sex and when you don't have healthy sex. And I just think that it's something that should be talked about, because when it's not talked about, it's very taboo and it's very secretive and it's very, how can I say, dirty, and not appreciate it and not celebrate it. And I think that it is something that should be celebrated. I think that, you know, if it were talked about more freely and more openly, when I was growing up, I probably would have waited even longer than I did. And I mean, like, growing up, all of my friends were very sexually active ever since like middle school. And I took my time. I did take my time. I didn't want to rush things. Number one, because guess what? Like, majority of black mothers and fathers, but really black mothers, would tell you, you could get pregnant. And that was just one of the ultimate sins that a girl, especially in the South, did not want to have, that stigma of being a teenage mother. And you know, it was just, it was really bad. Like, you know, I remember my mom talking to me about sex, and the first talk that we had was when I got my period, and she was like, yeah, your body is going through changes, and I just want you to know that this is a time when you can get pregnant. You can definitely have a baby, so don't let anybody use your body. That scared the bejesus out of me. I was just like, oh shit. You mean to tell me now I can get pregnant? I literally thought that, like, if a boy looked at me wrong, bitch, I could get pregnant. So when it came time for, like, you know, my friends telling me that I needed to get into it and jump into it, I was like, no, bitch, my mama is going to. Well, at first, I was lying through my teeth, and I had no idea that my girlfriends knew that I was lying, because they would be talking about certain things about sex, and then I'd be like, yeah, and when he stuck his tongue in my ear, I almost freaked out, like, and they were like, bitch, we know you're not fucking, like, they didn't tell me right then and there, I should say, but, like, it came out, like, later when we graduated from high school and stuff. It was like, yeah, Yogi, we knew you was lying, because the shit that you was saying wasn't making no sense, and we knew that that's not what went down when you have sex. Girl, you tried it, but it was just, and I also tell this story about when I went to college. Like, I was really green. Like, I realized that my mother had, like, my mother had like this invisible wall of protection around me, and I really didn't know. I really was like green. So fast forward to me going to college in Atlanta, and I don't know if you guys really remember this song, but Joe had this song, and he was talking about 69 was a really good year. I swear to God, I literally was like, why does was he born in like 1969? Like, why is this song so catchy? Like, why is everybody singing, in 69 was a very good year? I was trying to figure out what the 69 in this song meant. Like, was he born in 69? It didn't make sense that he was putting this in this song. Bitch, my roommates laughed at me so freaking hard. They were like, oh my God, girl, he's talking about 69, like, the position. And I was like, what position? It was just so green, like, green. And then when I found out what the 69 position was, I've been doing it ever since. No, I'm just playing. But no, seriously, like, I don't ever want to send my kids out into the real world, like, that green. So I hope that this conversation kind of gives you an incentive to really celebrate lovemaking, celebrate sex, celebrate orgasm, celebrate coming, celebrate just everything, because I think it's really needed. As you guys know, this podcast is really, really in its freshman stages, but I have good news. I'm actually setting up a studio where I can have podcasts with you guys and actually do it live on Facebook. I have ordered a microphone and everything, so I'm really excited. So I'm saying this because I'm looking for like a sex educator, and I'm looking for one that knows her stuff, knows the body, knows, you know, what makes men feel good, knows what makes women feel good. I'm looking for that person. So if you know anybody, please send them my way. Let them hear this podcast. Tell them that we need to have these conversations, because this is what is going to lead to story time. Let's have story time. I'm going to take a quick break because this story is kind of, I don't know if I should give you the long version or the short version. So let me just go ahead and take a break, and we're going to come back to story time, because sex and healthy sex is really important to me, and I'm going to really tell you guys a story. So we'll be right back. Let me just take a musical break, get a little sip of water. This might be a long story, but we're gonna talk about it anyway. It's your girl Edith Yolanda with the dang truth. Let's go. All right, guys, so it is story time, and yes, I have a really good story time for you guys, because I don't know if you guys know, but I am really passionate about HIV and AIDS research. I really believe that there is a cure out here for this disease, and it's something that is very dear to me because I have a person in my family that is a conqueror of the HIV and AIDS virus, and she's my... a champion. Like, she's a champion. She is like the love of my life when it comes to my mom, and then boom, this family member. She is my second mother, and I just absolutely love her. So I have always been an AIDS peer tutor and AIDS peer counselor, and I've worked with people who have had certain fundraisers and things of that magnitude. And at this moment in my life, I was really wanting to do the same thing. And it's unfortunate that I didn't have the support that I thought I should have had from, you know, family and from friends that I've known for years. I did it on my own. I started off with myself and about three other women, and a guy that I was involved with at the time, and it ended up being just me and the guy that I was involved with. And after the event, we actually stopped talking. He, while in the planning stages of doing, it was called, should I even really say the name? I'm going to say it, but I had an event, and it was called Eyes Wide Shut. And Eyes Wide Shut was, a lingerie, type of party. Lingerie, and males were to wear pajamas. And we were promoting healthy, safe, but fun sex. It wasn't a swingers party. It wasn't a sex party. It was really a party to raise money for a certain AIDS counseling group that was in Atlanta. And it was a nonprofit. And so I wanted to like really have events that were a little bit more classier, because I was tired of going to events in Atlanta that was just always club events and people being around the same people and there not being a cause for the parties. Like, it was just promoters promoting parties and promoters getting rich and club owners getting rich and people doing the same thing every fucking weekend. And I was over it. So me and this and these group of women and the guy that I was involved with, you know, we really sat down and we were planning it and promoting it. And then people started getting in their feelings. The women backed out, which was totally disappointing to me because it showed me that, you know, we as Black women, we really can't get along to get things popping. And it was really, really sad. But I had a friend of mine who actually hosted the event. His name was Derek Ford. And another person of mine that a personal friend of mine who is a doctor, a licensed medical doctor. And they both sat down with me and said, no, this is a great vision. Do not give it up. Move forward with it. And so I decided to do it. So we had the venue, me and, you know, the guy that was, I was involved or dating, you know, he helped me with a few of the things that were to take place. But when it came down to the videographer, the photographer, the flamethrower, the venue, the food, the liquor, I pretty much came out of pocket and planned the whole entire thing. It wasn't a disaster. We had about 50 people showed up, but I really wanted to have at least 100 people at this party because it was something that was geared toward the community, especially African Americans who suffer from AIDS and HIV on a daily basis. There's so many new cases of like AIDS and HIV, and it's just really sad that there are a lot of people out here who fucking, and I say fucking because if you are making love with somebody, you wouldn't be subjected to so much that's out here. So a lot of us are out here fucking, but we're not doing it safely and healthy. And so this is where the story gets good, right? I'd done all this planning. I mean, literally had vendors, had food, had liquor, had, like, it was just a ton of shit, right? I had makeup artists come through to do the makeup for my hostesses. I had body painting. I had people from, I had two actors at my party. One, which is a really, really well-known actor who starred on Greenleaf, and another actor who is just in everything. He is in so many different, like, you probably have seen him in multiple commercials. It was a litty situation, but it wore on me so much that after the event, I fell sick and was sick for like a whole entire week. My body was just done. I literally felt like this was like planning a wedding by myself. But I had a sex educator, and she was recommended to me by another makeup artist or body painter that I knew. And so I knew some something was kind of off, but I didn't know how to put my finger on it, but I knew something was kind of off. And she told me that she was epileptic. Well, okay, that's fine. I have a cousin that is epileptic, and I know that people have seizures. So talking to this woman, she was really in for it. Like, she was telling me so much about, you know, the female's body and how to get things going, yada, yada, yada. But it was more so on the pleasure principle. It wasn't on the medical and pleasure principle. So the night of the event, you know, I had somebody to go pick her up because she couldn't drive. She's epileptic. And everything was fine and dandy. She had a nice, you know, setup with sex toys, candies, pamphlets, condoms. By the way, we had wonderful condoms there as well. And she had an epileptic episode. Like, she had a seizure. She fell out during the presentation, and I knew something was going on because she kept walking in circles, and she was walking in circles, and boom, she fell out. I didn't know what to do. I was so shocked. I was so scared. I was so great thing that my buddy, the medical doctor, was there. I had two medical doctors there because, of course, she was going to bring her medical friends. And, you know, everything became, you know, we had somebody call 911. She didn't want to go on the ambulance or anything like that. I had to go in the kitchen and I had to fan myself and stop myself from crying. Like, it was just crazy. And a lot of people didn't know what was going on in the background with me, because good thing I had my nieces there, that they're in their 20s. They're almost 30 now, but about 2 years ago, they were like 25, 26 years old. And, you know, my niece was like, oh, no, don't even think about this. Don't even think about crying. This is such a dope event. Like, yeah, your sex educator just fell the fuck out, but this is a dope event. I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. And it calmed me down instantly, and I had to put my big girl panties on, go out there and just, you know, get the show started again. And what was so dope was that my medical doctor, you know, B. Jones, she was so dope. She took over and started talking about, you know, healthy sex and just being healthy and being prepared to tell your partner to use a condom and, you know, how to save yourself from so much that's out there. And so if anybody takes anything away from this podcast tonight, is to protect yourself, to make sure that you are protected from everything. Do not put your life in the hands of somebody else. Love yourself enough to protect yourself, especially if you're not in a monogamous relationship. With that being said, let's get into the juicy part of this podcast, which is, I really want to talk about porn. And I want to talk about porn in a way that, you know, I think that it can be healthy for some of us and not healthy for some of us. So let's put this on pause, because I really just had like a flashback of my event and how dope it was, because it was so dope. By the end of the night, let me tell y'all something. And I gotta say this, because you can go through my social media and just see how the event really panned out. And by the end of my event, we had people jumping in the pool. That same doctor that took over when my sex educator passed out ended up jumping in the pool at the end of the night. That's how dope this party was. And so I have a lot of people that are still asking me, hey, are you going to do another event? And I was so sick and I was so stretched out and I lost so many friendships after doing this event. I was just like, I'm done. I don't ever want to do this again. But I realized that that was just like kind of fear setting in and just really like, it was fear. And I kind of like shut down after my event because I was like fearful of what could happen next. But I'm really, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking that, you know, I might be able to do this again. We got a female, black female mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms. I am talking and praying up that we have a black female governor, Stacey Abrams, and maybe I can get some help from these sisters to bring awareness to my community about the dangers of HIV and AIDS still. So who knows? I might be able to do something. I feel like I am being inspired to be greater than I was 2 years ago. So with that being said, we're going to take a quick break. Whew. Let's take a quick break. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about porn. Like what the Christians would like to say, pornography. You know, doesn't that sound dirty? Pornography. Pornography. No, we're going to talk about porn, honey. We ain't talking about no pornography. We're going to talk about porn. We're going to talk about, is it healthy or is it just distasteful? It's your girl, Edith Yolanda. Do not touch the dial. Come back. Let's go. Hi, guys. So let's talk about porno. Porn, pornography, whatever you want to call it, let's talk about it because I think that there is such a huge stigma against porn. And talking about porn, I'm not sure if you know this, but the dude who owns, Lord, did you hear that accent? That was a little bit of Geechee that just almost came out. But anyway, the guy who owns the Bunny Ranch, who created the Bunny Ranch, is in I believe it's Las Vegas or Arizona. Where is the Bunny Ranch? Anyway, it's out there in the West, honey, in the desert somewhere, wherever the Bunny Ranches are. He died, y'all. He died. This is crazy, right? Because this dude, now, this is letting you know how fucked up our president is, right? Our president, who is being backed by all the Christian evangelicals, has close ties with a brothel owner who owns bunny ranches, and he died shortly after having sex with a prostitute. Yo, this shit don't get no better. No better. And the crazy thing about it is that he was running for like some type of government office. And I think it's in Las Vegas, Nevada. So he's still going to be on the ticket, but it's going to say that he's deceased. So the guy who owns the Bunny Ranch and the brothels and the hookers, and the guy who considers himself to be a pimp, his whole tagline was turning from pimping to politicking. And he is on the conservative ticket. He was running on the conservative ticket, ladies and fucking gentlemen. So this is how I just know that conservatives are on some bullshit, and it's really about money. It's about white men and money and power. And we'll go into that in another fucking podcast. We're not going to do the political thing tonight. I just thought that that was funny and that we needed to shed some light on that shit, because boy, 45 has us in the biggest shithole ever. Like, this is just a shitty hot mess. But anyway, I want to talk about porn because I think that a lot of people still kind of hide the fact that they watch porn or they enjoy porn, especially women. I think that a lot of women actually don't want people to know that they have watched porn or that they do watch porn. I watch porn. I'm going to just keep it real with you. I watch porn. And it's not that porn like turns me on or makes me horny or makes me want to have sex or masturbate or anything like that, because I think that men and women watch porn for different reasons. I think men watch porn because they really get turned on by the sights that they see, and especially if they are not in a relationship or with somebody, is a way of them to mentally masturbate and come without having a woman. Okay, so I think that that's one of the main reasons why men watch porn. But I think one of the main reasons that women watch porn is because we want to see what our men like, and we want to see if it's something that we will do. And I think that a lot of times that people, especially women, hate to admit that they watch porn or they've seen porn. But we had to learn how to suck dick somehow. And you're not going to just get it like by somebody just telling you what to do. You actually want visuals. You want visuals. It's so funny because I had this conversation with one of my homeboys, and he was like, yo, this is so funny. I literally just met this girl that he was dating. And this is not my best friend. This is just one of my homeboys. And we all went bowling. And so the girl was really, really nice. Like, she was nice. I think she's a little bit older. But she was really nice, and oh my God, I was like, dude, where's your homegirl? I thought you were really digging her. Like, they had been dating for like 3 months, and he was like, man, I had to drop that bitch on the corner. I was like, what happened? Like, I'm thinking that he was going to say that she did some dog shit, that, you know, she was just a bitch, she was evil. This motherfucker told me. He told me he had to let her go because the bitch couldn't ride dick. I almost died. I almost died. So I said to him, I was like, so you dropped a whole good woman off on the corner, left her there because she could not ride on top? He was like, yep, you too grown to not know how to ride dick. I was so mad at him because I was like, see, this is why you single and this is why you don't have nobody. But a part of me is saying, okay, but if I had a man that didn't know how to use his penis, I probably would leave him too. Like, you are not going to be a man with a big penis and you do not know how to penetrate a woman correctly to the point where she orgasms. Hell fuck no. I'm dropping your ass off on the corner too. Like, no. No, it ain't about just you getting the nut. Nope. You need to investigate and hit a little button to make us want to come too. So, my whole thing is that I think that when it comes down to it, a lot of women do need the research. They do need to see what's popping. I think the one thing that was so funny when I watched you know, Girls Trip with Tiffany Haddish was the grapefruit scene. And so many women were oblivious to this whole grapefruit thing. And bitch, I've been watching Auntie. Like, this is crazy. There's a woman that created this whole Congolingus type of step-by-step how to perform oral sex on your man. And I forgot her name, but we called her Auntie because she's an older woman. I wouldn't say she's old, but she's like definitely in her 40s. And she went in and she was telling you how she, like, there's videos, like, you can actually order her videos. She actually goes and does like tours with a dildo, condoms, and grapefruit. Now, first of all, I knew Auntie was the truth when she took the goddamn condom and put it on her tongue and slipped it on the dildo with her mouth. Bitch, ain't no need for any hands. Auntie said that you could put the condom on the man's penis with your mouth. Bitch, I was done. I was done. Because, see, this is what people don't want to talk about, and this is what needs to be talked about. The whole move that she did with the tongue and the condom on the penis was so sexy and so smooth. That was a great introduction on safe sex. Because the one thing that a lot of men hate to do is stop in the midst of about to go in and reach for a condom and put it on themselves. And, you know, it kind of like that pause, that 5, 10, 15 second pause is enough for somebody to be like, oh Lord, what am I doing? Am I doing the right thing? Da, 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 da. You know, it's that pause that makes you kind of like, oh, just hurry up, put it in, you know? And so when Auntie showed us how to do this with your tongue and get it done in 5 seconds flat and still do that shit sexy, people was like, oh, hell yes. Yes, I will use a condom now. Yes, I will make sure it's flavored so when I slide that condom down on the penis, I can taste a little fruit flavor. Like, and then she also made giving head with a condom very cool, which I think is also another safeguard, something that needs to be shared, something that needs to be taught. So I'm saying all of this, it was dumbfounding to me how so many women thought that Tiffany Haddish made this whole grapefruit thing in Girls Trip. That was not her invention. That was an actual woman who is a sex educator who created the whole grapefruit thing. When she told us that shit helps you burn calories by eating grapefruit, sucking a man's penis and eating, sucking the grapefruit, I knew she was the truth. So, I honestly think that women need to be a little bit more adventurous. I think that women need to really explore themselves in their own sexuality, because a lot of times the reason why we are holding back from, you know, being sexual creatures and beings and really getting our pheromones and things pumping and going and our juices flowing is because we have been taught so long that these are the things that you should not do if you're a lady. These things are not Christian-like. These things are nasty. These things are wrong. These things are not supposed to be done. And especially if you are a married woman, one thing that I was taught was that the marriage bed is undefiled. So meaning that you can pretty much have fun with your man, your husband, in your bed. And yeah, God is looking down like, yeah, way to go. Make sure you procreate, come inside of her, make babies. Woo. You know, so a lot of times I think that we kind of have these inhibitions and we can't allow ourselves to be our true selves because of certain stigmas. It's so funny to me because I was having a conversation with a girl, a girlfriend of mine, and we used to work together, and she was telling me how she really loves eating her man out. Now, listen, there's certain things that I will do. There's just certain things that I will not do. Men are nasty as shit. And these are some of the things that I feel like we need to go ahead and go into the rules of the do's and don'ts of sex. Especially if you aren't my husband. Like, there's just certain things that I'm just not going to do with you. Especially if we're not on that level of intimacy where, you know, we're totally vulnerable. I'm not licking your ass at all. It's just something that I'm not going to do to a man. Men are nasty. And I mean this in the fullest, most truest way I can honestly give it to you. Men barely take a shower, let alone sit their ass in hot soapy water. Now women, we do the most. We do the most. I know for myself, before I'm intimate, I shave, I sit in the tub, I put some Epsom salt in the water. Some people put some vinegar in there for the snapback. You know what I'm saying? Some women douche, which we all found out that that's not a good thing to do. But we do the most. I've actually heard somebody say use the Bonner, Dr. Bonner soap. Girl, I did that shit one time and I felt like ice crystals were forming on my vagina. We'll never do that again. If you use that soap, make sure that you put it in a tub filled with water because it is so concentrated. Your asshole will blow out icy pops. The peppermint soap, the Dr. Bonner's peppermint soap is Castile soap. It's not meant for direct contact on your body. It can actually burn your skin. But because I heard somebody say that it was good for the body and it gets down there nice and squeaky clean. Yeah, too clean. And it can actually damage the pH of the woman's vagina. So there's certain things that you shouldn't really do down there. But the things that we do the most on, the men do the least. Okay, so this is rule number one. Fellas, okay, there's something called the walk around. And I'm gonna let you know what the walk around is because me and my ex had this, we had this agreed upon. None of us, we weren't going to be intimate with the walk around. And the walk around is that if you have been walking around for an hour or two, before we get down, we definitely gotta take a quick shower. So it's no like, oh, I'm coming straight from the club and I'm about to give you some club love. No, listen, if we in the club for more than 3 hours and we sweating and we come back home, we're gonna take a shower together. We are not about to do this walk around thing. Because let me just say this. Y'all get musty down there. And I'm not putting my head down there. Fuck you. No, it's not happening. You definitely gonna have to put some soap and water to your balls. It's just not happening. And I don't care how much you say you might like, you know, a certain scent or whatever, whatever. You're not going to stick your head down between my thighs and I have to walk around. So absolutely no walk around. We're not doing it. Rule number two. I know men watch porn and you get some tips from porn stars. Well, bitch, I'm gonna let you know right now, I am not a fucking porn star. I get up every morning, I get kids ready for school, I go to the gym, then I go to work. Bitch, I do not live a lifestyle of a fucking porn star, bitch. So what you're not gonna do, rule number two, what you're not gonna do is take your saliva and spit anywhere on me to think that that is lubricant. Let me say this again. Your spit is not lubricant, bitch. No, you got Astroglide, you got KY, bitch, use it, buy it. Ain't that expensive. You are not about to give me no UTI. You're not about to give me no yeast infection because you had beer and then you want to spit on me and think that that is some type of... No, bitch. Save that for Jenna Jameson. Save that for Jada Fire. Save that for Pinky the porn star. I'm not that girl. You're not paying me to go to the doctor to get no type of... vaginosis cured, okay? It's not happening. Rule number three. And this is just for the men. I'm going to get best friend. We're going to do this again because he needs to tell us the rules of sex on the men's side. But I'm going to just give you the rules for the women. Rule number three, bitch. Okay? This is a very serious rule. Very serious rule. And I want you to know that this is a bio-fuckulation if you do not follow this rule, bitch. I have two holes. But it's only one hole. Hold on. I don't think you hear me. I'm going to say this and I want you to... Matter of fact, here. Here. Get something. Write this down. I have two fucking holes, but only one hole is meant for something to go in and out, in and out. The other hole is just for exit only. Now, I know a lot of you might say that, you know, women like it. Women orgasm more. First of all, women don't have no fucking prostate, okay? They don't have a prostate. What you are doing is some gutter butter shit from the porn stars, okay? Now, I'm not gonna knock it if you like it. Do you. But my kitty cat is nice and tight. The walls are intact. I ain't had no babies pushed up out of them. So we're going to use the one hole that's in the front. Okay? We're not going to the back. That's what we're not going to do. Tried it. Don't like it. Did not like it. Won't do it again. We good. Okay? We are good. This is rule number four. This is not the last rule. Rule number four. When giving head to you, whether it be your birthday, whether it be a special day for you, whether, you know, we just want to just do it. Okay? Do not take your hand, put it on my head, and forcefully ram your member down my throat. Okay, again, some ladies like that type of force. I think it's a little rough. I think it's a little rough for people, you know, who really don't have a good gag reflex. There's certain things that you just need to ask before you do. That's the main rule of it all, is to just ask. Communicate. Communication is the key to great, healthy, fun sex. You would know that I don't like that move because it's not something that you just really, you know, openly say. But if you're having sex with somebody, you should be able to communicate and say, nah, motherfucker, I really don't like that shit. Because that shit right there brings water to my eyes. I think I'm going to throw up. I'm just, you know, communicate. That's rule number 4. Communicate the things that you feel are a little violating, the things that you don't like. Communicate the things that you do like, you know? Communicate that you like your nipples being rubbed. Communicate that you like being spanked. Communicate that you like your thighs to be a little bitten on the inside. It's all good. Communicate. That should be rule number 1, but we're going to put it at 4. And rule number 5 is, and this is the last rule. Fellas, if you have good penis, meaning that you are slinging D, meaning that your dick curves to the left or the right, and you have a tendency to hit certain spots, walls, nooks and crannies with your dick, please beware that if a woman gets a little wet, you sleeping in the wet spot. It's all your fault. It's your fault. So, sir, yes, you, my friend, are going to have to sleep in the wet spot. I'm not sleeping in the wet spot because you knew what your penis could do. I did not know what your penis could do. So it's not my fault that your penis then went up in there, hit something that it shouldn't have hit, and drip, drip, drop, drop. And you want me to sleep in the wet spot? No, sir. No, it's not happening. You have to sleep in the wet spot, sir. Go on and get you a new towel. Lay it down. Let it soak up some of the juice. I'm not sleeping in it. Okay? I'm not doing it. So now that we've gotten the rules, and I hope the rules kind of entertained you, but it's some real shit. Like, it's some real, real shit. I hope that you are a little bit more open to having free, liberated, awesome, amazing, mind-blowing, tingling, tantalizing sex. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, and we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. We're not done. We're almost done, but we're not done. We'll be right back. All right, guys. So anyway, before I end this podcast, I really just wanted to say that the best way to have really, really, really good sex is to be open to intimacy. Just really getting to know your partner. You know, there's so many things that I think that people neglect to think about. But just the idea of touch is so amazing and so wonderful. Holding someone's hand, stroking the back of their hand, the inside of their hand, you know, rubbing your fingers through their hair, letting the balls of your fingers touch their scalp, looking in somebody's eyes for a long period of time. All of these things lead to great intimate moments where really sex doesn't even have to be involved. It could be something that you can do as a precursor for months just while you're getting to know somebody. I think that so many times that we jump so fast into the bed of our enemies because we don't get to know who they really are as people. And it would behoove you to really just take your time to meet somebody, know somebody, fall in love with somebody, and then have sex with somebody. Don't be so quick to move into the bedroom so that you can move out of love with someone, because you never really were in love with that person. I also want to say this, ladies, especially for you, take some time to really find out about yourself. Find out about your own body. Use your hands. Use a mirror. Look at your labia. Look at the inside of you. It's you. You own it. If you don't own anything else in this world, if you don't own your car, if you don't own your home, if you don't own your hair on your top, on the top of your head, you own your body. You own your sexuality. You own your nipples. You own your clit. You own your labia. You own everything about your body. Get to know her. Rub her. Tickle her. You know, and you don't even have to have a sex toy. I never use a sex toy in my life. So many people tell me that I'm lame. I know. But I found ways to stimulate and gratify my own self. And so I say these things because a lot of times when you don't realize that you can love on you, you don't need anybody else to do it for you, it's the most gratifying thing. Because I think that so many times we look for love and we look for someone to love us. And don't get me wrong, it's nothing wrong with having a partner that you are with that you can lay up next to, cuddle, snuggle. It's cuffing season. It's October. It's about to be colder than a motherfucker out here. So I know what it feels like to be in a bed laying there alone. It's not a good feeling, sis. It's really not a good feeling. But what is an awesome feeling is when you know your body and you can guide the one that you love, the one that you have gotten to know and love, and teach him or her how to please you. And they do the same thing for themselves. So I'm just going to leave it like that. Let's take some time to love on ourselves, and let's take our time before we really fall in love with someone else. Take your time, learn yourself, then learn to love someone else. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda. You can always email me at edith.parrish@gmail.com. And you can follow me on social media as well at Edith Parrish. Well, excuse me, Edith Yolanda on Facebook, and on Instagram is Hermosa Cosmetics, which stands for Beautiful Cosmetics, if you didn't know. You can find me on those social media outlets, and I love for you guys to leave me notes, leave me messages. Make sure you join the Anchor family so that you can leave me a message and let me know how you enjoy my podcast, or if you disagree with certain things that I've said, or if there's certain things that I left out and that you want me to discuss. You can always, you know, drop a dime, drop a note. Tell me how you really feel. Email me, you know, hit me up on Instagram, DM me. Baby, I'm open to everything. So again, guys, until next time, make sure that you click it, you share it, you like it, you love it, because I love you. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, with the dang truth. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye.